I don't know if anyone watched VH1's Metal Mania Weekend, where they're showing all these 80s metal videos. Oh, my God. I discovered something when I watched all these 80s metal videos on VH1. If you were into heavy metal in the 80s, guess what? You're gay. Did you know that? You're fucking gay. Those videos were gayer than 8 guys blowing 9 guys. That is how gay... Oh, my God. With an extra dick left over to go in the ear. Woo! Holy shit. All of these videos are like these shirtless or even worse, a vest and no shirt. Yay! Guys with the long hair and they're all sweaty and they're rocking out in a factory that apparently manufactures sparks. Like that's all it makes, just sparks. And they're just like rubbing bare shoulder blades together like, yes! You know, just rocking out. And then in the middle of the video, they'll cut to a group of hot chicks miles away from the band. Nowhere near the actual band members. Just posing with power tools in an auto wrecking yard or something, you know. Maybe I'll get the guys in Haircut 100 to fuck me because I'm not going to get any cock from the guys in Jackal with a Y. So. The one thing I really liked about the 80s hairband videos that needs to come back, the one recurring motif were the bands that would rock so fucking hard they could change the physical properties of things. Like they would blow holes through walls for their rocking or, you know, go up to your shitty Honda Civic and go squibbly-doo and all of a sudden it's a sleek Lamborghini. Like, hey, thanks, Night Ranger. That needs to come back, you know, like System of a Down or Queens of the Stone Age have to do a video where they're going, that cheese sandwich isn't grilled, squibbly flabbly do, and all of a sudden it's a melted cheese. Wow, goddamn, you Armenian geniuses. But that concept kind of jumped the shark with the, remember that supergroup Damn Yankees? Remember them? Oh my God. You had a guy from Night Ranger, a guy from Styx, and Ted Nugent. The Nuge formed a supergroup. And in their video, the police have cornered them in a house. Because they're dangerous. There's a 48-year-old guy from Styx in that band. Arrest him! So, they're just shooting bullets and shotgun shells into the house, filling the house with lead. But suddenly Ted Nugent comes out with his guitar and just squibbly flabbly do, and the fucking bullets are ping zang. He's deflecting the bullets with the power of his rocking. Oh my God. Wow. Wow. Where were the Beavis and Butthead copycats when that video came out? Just like all across the Midwest. Dude, you start shooting. I'm going to, ready? Squibbly flap, pip, 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 dead. We could have lost the entire mullet haircut in one weekend. Just gone.